You know, if you look at our team, and you know, you always it's a good problem, but the problem of there's only so many balls to go around when you've got guys on the outside like Andre and DeAndre, and you know, the way Arian catches the ball, you know, in terms of trying to get those guys their touches, I think it's been more that than anything, because we like our tight ends. I really like throwing to them in the passing game, and you know, it'll be a week by week thing in terms of their involvement, I think.
Dick LeBeau's been around forever. He's been against the defense a lot. Does he mix it up a lot? What's the secret to his success through all these decades?
Well, I think, you know, they've always got great players over there and players that really know his scheme inside and out. They do a lot of different things, but they know all of them well in terms of the different zone blitzes and who's coming and who's not and their responsibilities. And so they really keep you off balance as an offense. And, you know, I think just like every year, again this year, they're, you know, a very physical front. And, you know, with 43 flying around back there, you got to know where he is on every snap. Yeah, I mean, with the base, you know, the base 3-4 stuff, they do a lot of different things. I think, you know, varying philosophies and sub defense and the third downs with the pressures and things, I think they're a little bit different. But I think if you look at the very basics of their defense, that they're very similar. You know, I think staying on the field is the biggest thing for us. You know, stringing drives together. You know, you always love the explosive plays, and I'm not saying we want to avoid those. I'm saying we want to be able to string together some first downs, some good drives, keep the defense off the field. You know, and control the tempo, go at whatever pace we want to go at. All those things. I think that'll be a big key for us this week. Yeah, I mean, they've got their basics of what they want to do as a defense, and they've got it down. They run it, and they've done it successfully for a lot of years. So I think you don't necessarily know what's coming on every play, but in terms of the looks, you know, you can kind of prepare for all of them, and then on the fly, you got to be able to adjust.
Why do you think you guys have played so well when your backs were to the proverbial wall?
I think, you know, the veteran group of guys, I think the whole don't flinch mentality, don't get too high, don't get too low. I think we got a lot of guys that have been in situations like that before. You know, we've got enough playmakers where we know, you know, eventually we're going to make the plays, and, you know, it's just a matter of being consistent with it and doing it all game long. Just putting more of an emphasis on it. But you know, I promise we want to do well on every series and every drive and every play. So trying to put more of an emphasis on it and trying to start every drill, you know, whether it's a ball security drill or a team period, just trying to start every drill, everybody on the same page and doing everything right.
Have you been on a team that had that problem before?
I mean, I'm sure I have. You know, every week it's something else that pops up. You know, you can't just put your finger on one thing in terms of why we haven't started well, why we haven't played well in the first quarter the last few weeks. So, you know, it is just something that we've looked at and are focusing on. I think that's all you can really do is just, you know, mentally making sure we're ready to go. You know, making sure we have the right mindset on those first few plays and just going out there and executing.
Does Bill give you a lot of input in what he does, especially when he's scripting the
play? Yeah, we've got a lot of back and forth throughout the week, you know, in terms of plays that I'm comfortable with versus ones that I'm not, and just the back and forth of certain situations, you know, what we're thinking about calling here and why. And so a lot of that happens, you know, today, tomorrow, Friday, and even, you know, Saturday, talking about the different situations and you know, what I like and don't like and what's going to come up. It's, I mean, it's a great place to play just in terms of the energy, the noise, you know, the terrible towels. I mean, it's a, and especially to be on a Monday night, I just think, you know, as players on Monday night, having all eyes on you and everybody watching, that's a big thing for a lot of these guys, just in terms of performing well in front of your peers.
Besides winning, what would you like to show the nation Monday night about Ryan Fitzpatrick?
You know, I really don't care much about the opinion. I think I just want to show the guys in the locker room, you know, that they can count on me. That's my thing every week, to go out there and to let those guys know that I'm playing with, that they can count on me in every snap, whether it's beginning of the game, middle of the game, you know, 2-minute drive at the end of the game, and just go out there and be productive all game long.
Thank you.